Welcome to God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson. Reach him at God's5Minutes@gmail.com. Now, here's Ed Wilson with God's 5 Minutes.
Hello, friends. David wrote in the 4th verse of the 27th Psalm, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Life is a series of events over which we have little or no control, such as when and where we were born, who our parents happen to be. And then a host of incidental things, maybe auto accidents or finding money, meeting someone special and falling in love, seemingly as random and unpredictable as the stars in their courses. In one sense, events belong to God, but we all surround the events that come to us with clusters of choices and decisions we make concerning them. Those choices spring from our attitudes about life and the world about us. Now, that's true for each of us. It was true for David. He did not control the fact that Saul was king of Israel when Samuel anointed him to be the next king, nor did he summon Goliath to his ill-fated confrontation in the Valley of Elah. But he made clusters of choices predicated on how he handled those events, and those events and choices may be said to sum up his life. In this verse, he pulls back the veil of his heart and shows us the guiding light that made him the success that he was. The verse begins simply, "One thing." When someone tries to fulfill a hatful of scattered desires, he has sown the seeds of his own failure. You can't be an astronaut and a heart surgeon in the same day. The pathway to success for any of us lies in selecting one dominant life goal, steadfastly maintaining it through all of life's events, and accepting other interests only as they do not suborn the great objective. The one David named, to dwell in the house of the Lord, is not only a career, it is also a moral decision, and making it gives direction and meaning to every other part of his life, in the way railroad tracks lead from city to city. All aside from our preferences, whether we like blue more than red, for instance, there is nothing of greater significance about us than what we believe and practice concerning right and wrong. David determined to purge himself forever from the pangs of a guilty conscience and the consequence of having mistreated others or abusing his body. He chose as the principal aim of his life to be a godly man, fit to have a home in God's house. You and I can do no better. The extent of David's covenant in this prayer was, "All the days of my life." Those days held some things he could not have foreseen when he told God this or wrote it down for you and me to read so many years after the tale of his life was told. When he bravely dedicated himself to a godly life, he was not planning on his ghastly failure in stealing another man's treasure. But "all the days of my life" includes even days like those. David's failure with Bathsheba was one of the darker pictures in the Bible. Thank God his handling of it was also one of the greatest success stories in the Bible, for with the prophet Nathan and God's help, he rose above the dirty shame of his failure and recovered his footing through bitter, penitent tears. I hope your story never parallels his, but part of the gospel message involved in dwelling all our days in God's house is that we are each one human and humans can fail, but God is a big God, and he has graciously provided a way for human failures to be forgiven and for us to walk with him anew. When David wrote these verses, the temple Solomon built was years in the future. How then could David inquire in a temple that did not exist? The truth is, Jesus Christ is the New Testament temple. Wherever he is, whether preaching the Beatitudes on the green mountainside alongside the Sea of Galilee's sparkling waters, or seated on the coping of Jacob's well instructing a Samaritan woman, or most of all in our inquiring hearts, he is accessible to confirm to us the value of our decision to make him our one thing.
You have been listening to God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson. Reach him by email at godsfiveminutes@gmail.com. Tune in next time to hear more encouraging thoughts from God's Word on God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson.
The world is in chaos. You're here for a purpose. What does the Bible have to say about it all? I'm Mark Taylor, host of Crosspoint podcast and radio show, and I'd like to invite you to join me each week as I navigate the complexities of faith, culture, and personal growth. Each week, I interview a different guest who is making an impact on the culture of For God's Kingdom. Whether you're seeking spiritual guidance, true information, or a fresh perspective, this podcast equips you to discern truth in today's chaotic world. When Christianity intersects with everyday life, that's where you'll find Crosspoint, sometimes discussing the issues that some churches don't want to talk about. Look up Crosspoint with Mark Taylor wherever you get your podcast, produced by KNEO Radio and the Sky High Podcast Network.